2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello.
15-minute morning show. Hey, you know, I was reading something today. I don't know if you saw it, Gandhi, but it said people that watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood actually retain information better than people that watch Sesame Street.
Really?
Really?
What was the reasoning? Do we know?
I don't know. I just read the headline. But I mean,
come on. So you're a Sesame Street guy.
Is that like all the screaming? Because, you know, Mr. Rogers is very emphatic with what he did, and he made a point about, you know, he's speaking clearly to the audience. And I feel, and I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Sesame Street, but I feel like they were all like,
hey, listen, I'm a Sesame kid, and I remember all those jingles. Like,
that
one,
explains
two, three,
a
four,
lot, though.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, I remember
that was
all
a
that.
Jingle? Counting was a jingle?
Yeah.
Yikes. Who came up with those words?
They what about Mr. McFeely on Mr. That Rogers' Neighborhood?
Mr. McFeely.
McFeely.
Oh, I thought it was Mr. McFeely. Sorry.
Maybe certain people learn differently. So maybe Sesame Street might be great for some people and Mr. Rogers better for others. I don't know.
I know for me, it's like different kinds of learners. Some people have to see it. Some people have to hear it. I know for me, if I do it, I'm much more likely to remember what it is.
Yes, me too.
But yeah, if somebody's, like, if Danielle, if you tell me something right now, I'll fucking forget what the hell
I
did.
Oh, me too.
You know,
I'm like, can you write that down or text that to me?
Yeah, like, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else, when you meet somebody new and they tell you their name, like 8 seconds later, you can't remember their name?
Forget it instantly. Instantly.
I'm lucky I know my own name, honestly. Yep. It's ridiculous.
You know,
it's horrible.
That.
I'm like, we have people come into the studio all the time, and I do the terrible, which I've learned not to anymore. Nice to meet you, and then they correct you and tell you that they've met you 100 times before. So now I've just changed it to nice to see you. Regardless, it's nice to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's exhausting sometimes because, you know, especially with the number of people that we used to encounter pre-pandemic, I would have no idea, and I'll remember a face, but I will not remember that person's name.
Nope. Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
I always feel bad because, like, an entourage will come in with an artist, and then there'll be an AE or somebody from downstairs, and then you go around, hi, nice to meet you, and then you go, hi, I work downstairs. I work at iHeart with you.
That's the worst feeling.
I know, hello. Because there's so many new people that I don't, you know.
And it's double embarrassment because then the artist or whoever is like, don't you know your own coworkers? Like, you know.
It's like, sorry.
So awkward. Anyway, what were we going to talk about today?
Our favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, yes.
Scotty wants to start. Look at him.
Well, let's start with you then, Scotty, because we've been giving you the shaft all week. So let's...
there's one, and Scary, maybe you could pull it up on YouTube for me because I can't play it from here, and it's not in the system because it's super dirty. I don't know if you can do it or not. But
Rocky might be able to on his phone then play it
on your phone.
I got to get my connector.
What's it called?
It's called Happy Holidays, You Bastard. It's a hidden track on Blink-182's album from like 15 years ago. You don't know it's there until you keep playing and the last song ends and then it comes on like 30 seconds later. No one knows it's there. And it's so filthy. Right, it's quick. It's like 47 seconds.
Is it on iTunes?
I don't know.
YouTube. Go YouTube.
It's definitely
Scotty,
YouTube.
Is this on your original iPod?
It is on my iPod, yes. It
has black and white, click wheel, everything.
Yeah. I still have that, but it's super
filthy. How does it
filthy.
Go?
What?
How does it go?
Sing it for us.
It's Christmas Eve, and I'm not getting any fucking presents. Christmas Eve, and I'm not getting any fucking presents. Oops.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, were you in the air?
Yeah.
No, you were not.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't say that on the air.
Okay, here we go. Gosh. All right, let's see if this works. Maybe an ad. Hold on. Oh, there's an ad. Quick.
Sorry.
It's 10 seconds long. Here, let me pull this down. We're not giving them free advertising.
I love how there's like a nice, sweet apple pie ad right before a filthy Christmas song.
Here it goes.
I had no idea Blink-182 had a holiday catalog.
Here you go.
It's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. And I hate your guts. I hate your guts. And I'll never talk to you again. Unless you're jealous of me, I'll never talk to you again. Unless your mama talks like
this puts me in the spirit.
Wait. Doesn't that sound just like Scotty B?
A little bit.
Unless your dad will suck me off.
Unless your dad will suck me off. That's what I thought he said. Unless your mom will jerk me off, I think he said.
What kind of a song is this?
Scotty. Did he say ejaculate into a sock?
Into a sock, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Why does he? Hold on. I got questions. Why does he want the dad to suck him off and the mom to jerk him off? I would think it would be the other way around.
It should be the opposite.
You really need to ask that question.
Yeah. Froggy.
Wow. I was just thinking it. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't play that on the big show.
No.
But wait a minute, Scotty. Yeah. When we said, what were you going to ask us to play for your Christmas song?
It wasn't that one. They have a Christmas song that's arable.
Okay, because you said Blink 182.
Yeah, I won't be home for Christmas. We have that in our system. Yeah. We can play that.
Maybe we'll play it Monday.
I can't imagine why we don't have the other one. I mean,
tomorrow.
Really.
We're off on Monday, Scotty. Tomorrow. We're not here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why we'll play it Monday, because no one's here.
Oh, Scotty.
Don't get butt hurt. We'll play your song eventually. All right, Garrett, you weren't with us. Or no, were you when we were talking about Christmas music?
Yeah, we were talking about Christmas music. Yeah, today or last
week?
Yeah,
today.
Today? Yeah, no. I mean, it's a classic for me. It's you know, not Froggy singing it, but it's NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Hmm. Okay, yeah,
you like that.
Yeah, like my version's not way better, but okay.
It is.
Okay. It's close. It is close. But it gives that same feeling of, like, you know, you hear it and it's just like an upbeat, like, tempo, like, puts a smile on your face. I don't see anybody disgruntled after they hear it.
Yeah.
True. I dare say that's one of like half a dozen Christmas songs.
Right.
I don't mind from the current era because I don't know. For me, like, Christmas songs stopped right around like 1967. And I just, I hear like somebody do a cover and I'm like, no, sorry, that's Bing Crosby's song. You can't do
I love them.
Really?
Like, I think Michael Bublé did a really good job of All I Want for Christmas Is You. I think his version's totally different than Mariah's, but it's really, really good. I like it.
Do we have that by chance?
And he does a really great Santa Baby, and he asks for, like, a Rolex. He asks for all things a dude would ask for.
Let me look for
it. It's actually really cool. Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
His album, his Christmas album is awesome. It is really, really good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do have it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's good. Ever,
by the way, can I call Scary up? Did you ever notice when he doesn't want to play something, he's up? Yeah, I'm not seeing it in the computer. I'm calling bullshit. There's times where you do that.
No, I never, ever fake it. I will always pull it up, but I will begrudgingly pull it up, like this.
Begrudgingly.
So nice. Yeah, it's a good song.
Casio keyboard.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. So I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you.
Not like that. That's a bop. That's
good.
So good.
No one is going to have the balls in this room to say it, but I'm going to say it.
What?
Oh.
I fucking hate All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I hate
what?
It.
That's not balls. That's just wrong. It's incorrect.
It also sounds just like Robbie Williams' Angel.
What?
So let's put it out there. Scary Jones' social media is at Scary Jones for all those that are watching and want to send hate towards that way. So at Scary Jones.
You shouldn't hate it. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
That song was made popular in the early 90s, 93, 94, right? Mariah Carey. She wrote the song. She sings the song. In those first couple of years, I thought it was okay. But now it is the absolute worst. It is the most overplayed Christmas song. I understand why, because it's also the most loved by so many people. I am not one of them. I'm not a fan. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm sorry. I hate it.
Oh. Mm. And Scotty, you talked about Robbie Williams' Angel.
Yeah.
That's a huge one in the UK, and apparently at you know how, you know, at some parties in the States, at certain parts of songs, you scream out the lyrics, everybody has to do it. That song in the UK, it's like a rite of passage for everybody to know all the lyrics and scream it at the top of their lungs in the UK.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
But we're not in the UK, so.
Okay, but it's a great song. We're allowed to know things about other countries. It's a great fucking song, so shove it up your ass.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, play that bloody fucking song where we all scream.
I'm going to scream it out.
Song. Do you guys like Christmas Love from Justin Bieber?
No.
Wait, listen.
I'd rather Mistletoe.
Wait. It's so good.
See, for me, Mistletoe is where it's at for Justin
Bieber. That's a good one, too.
Mistletoe's good.
But Christmas Love, when Preston was in his car seat and he would get to a certain point of the song and I would say, I don't need anything but you for Christmas, like you're my Christmas love, I'd always look back at the car seat and see my little guy sitting there and I'd smile.
How about have a funky Christmas from the New Kids on the Block? Yeah. Anyone?
I don't think I even know that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
So you hate the biggest Christmas song of all time, but you love New Kids on the Block.
I mean, because you don't hear it very often. That one and this one's for the children from New Kids.
This one's for the children of the world.
Listen, the 12 Pains of Christmas.
No, come on.
Elvis hates that song. One of my favorites.
The first thing
at Christmas that's such a pain to me, rigging up the lights and finding a Christmas tree.
And you know what? I think we're out of time. That's such a shame.
See ya.
Gosh darn it.
Merry Christmas.
But you guys didn't even vote for your shit.
We're out of time. Sorry, Steve. You shouldn't have sang the last chorus. But it was a pleasure doing the 15-minute morning show today.
Oh, is it really done?
Yeah, we're done.
How is it done? Nobody gave their vote. You made me put myself out there with Mariah Carey.
We're renaming
it. And now you're shutting this shit down?
Today's the 11-minute morning show. Watches this.
At Scary Jones for your complaints.
Yeah,
thank
Mariah.
You.
We love you, Mariah. It's scary.
Oh, bye.
Bye. The 15-minute morning show.